Greetings, you're listening to All One Word, doing the old catch-up thing for February. So this is a recording for February day 5, February. I'm speaking funny because it's quite cold. Jaws going numb. Right, dog, come here. Okay, so teenage years and stuff. Well, I was a teenager in the 90s. Is that right? Yeah, of course it is. I was a teenager in the 90s, and so Sassy Cat's question is elaborated into what did we look like and brands and things. Okay, right, here we go. So what did I look like? Well, I've always been a big lad. When I say big, I mean actually tall, with some meat behind it. And, you know, I don't mean to say I was, you know, overweight necessarily. I think I was going into teenage years. Yeah, I was, yeah. But I was strong as well. I was very, very strong. I used to play rugby a lot. And from the age of, I did scouts. And I finished scouts to join the Army Cadets. So I was in the Army Cadets for a few years. Which is all out and about stuff. Now, quite interestingly enough, this is where, I wasn't a typical teenager. Oh, hello, sun, you're bright. Flippin' heck. The sun's just showing itself over behind Kiwi Hill there. By God, that's bright. Not get any warmer, though. Bring some heat. Here, dog. So, should really be recording this on the Zoom, shouldn't I? Never mind. I was quite intelligent as a teenager. I wasn't in the. I think we had four sets at school, 1, 2, 3, and 4. So the top set was set one. I was in set one for English. When I say school, I'm talking about high school here. So I was in set one for English, maths, English and science. I was in set two for maths, unusually. And this was based on SATs at 11th birthday. And actually, they had a jig around. I remember going to high school and we did tests. And there was a jig around of people. Some people moved up, some people moved down. But I stayed English and science. I was in the top set. Maths, I was in set two. And we were only really, I think we were only a term behind the top set. So in actual fact, the top set only did 6 weeks more of maths. You know, they only advanced their maths a little bit more than we did, which is a bit pathetic, really. Because I could have quite easily done it. I did not like it. I was bored. But there we go. Talk about school. What did I find? How did I find school as a teenager? Okay, so I was from a working class background, and all of the clever people were not from a working class background. They were, you know, middle class, and or they spoke the way I did, but their parents earned a lot of money, and so by that virtue, they were part of that, you know, that in crowd. I was never part of that in crowd. I had a few people who I used to knock up. I mean, I was friends with everybody, don't get me wrong, but you know, people, you know, the in crowd. You come to the party on Friday, we're going to Thingy's house for a party, and they used to go and smoke and drink, and I didn't want to be part of that. And I wasn't interested in smoking or drinking, really. But I had other interests, because I was in the Army Cadets. And I'll do an audio boom about my camping exploits. But when I was in the Army Cadets, it was a lad who I'd known since I was early single figures age, Alan Hearn. Herney, his nickname was. Not Herney anymore. He's changed his name to Lambert, and he lives in Australia. And Herney's a year older than me. And he used to, he was in the Army Cadets. He got me into the Army Cadets, and I never actually knew he lived when we moved house from the east end of my town to the kind of the middle of the town, I never realised they lived on the same street as me for about a year. Oh, not now, dog. So, Molly's shaking like the proverbial. Gives a whole new meaning to steaming. So, I'll let that cool down, actually. Herney got me into the Army Cadets and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I finished going to the Scouts in favour of the Army Cadets because there was more discipline. Everything was more organised. I enjoyed it. Everything seemed to have more... For God's sake, what the hell do you want to go over there for? Crying out loud. Took you freaking long enough. There's a dog shiting all over the place. Hang on. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll sort this out and I'll pause you. Hang on. Right, I'm back. Sorry about that. More discipline, more structure. So, I was really involved with the Army Cadet stuff. And I like to be out and out in the outdoors. Like I always have had. Always have done as a child. Anyway, with my dad being in Scouts since he was a teenager and... always going away with them, but I just had a general fondness for the outdoors anyway. So, I kind of lived for the adventure of things, I think. I had this inherent good in me that I would never break the law. You know, I was, I think in... coming towards the end of school, you know, 15, 16 years old. I left high school at 16. Big mistake. Well, I don't know. I mean, this is how my life's turned out now. So, I think 15, 16, you know, all of those friends that I had, the in crowd, they were all getting involved with drugs quite a lot. Marijuana and speed. I mean, yeah, nothing. And E's were big. E's were big. Because, it was all rave music, wasn't it? In the early 90s, anyway. To the middle 90s. Music was a big thing at the time. Oasis. That Brit rock. The Brit rock scene happened, didn't it? And I didn't like it. I didn't like Oasis then, you know, any of that kind of stuff. I always stuck with my own music, really. My own music, but, you know, my own musical interests. I was still doing a 60s and 70s thing. I really listening to that. Started finding my way into heavy metal bands like definitely Metallica, Iron Maiden, Korn. That was when Korn came on the scene. That was a whole new thing. That was I'd watched Street Fighter, the anime version, you know, the manga, and at the end of it was this song called Blind by Korn, and I liked it. Still do. Anyway, there was wide variety of musicalness, and then people start doing the goth thing by dyeing their hair black and wearing black or dark purple lipstick. Oh, girls, this is, and you know, Dr. Martin boots, and all the clothes were black, and they generally had this very somber mood around about them, and I wasn't into that. I wasn't into the opposite side, you know, the side that Herney was in, really short hair, Nike Air Max classics trainers, and when they weren't in school uniform, they were wearing tracky bottoms and Gore-Tex jackets was all about the Gore-Tex, the Borghouse Gore-Tex jacket, man. The Borghouse, that's Berghouse. So they went to Gore-Tex jackets. and tracky bottoms, you know, probably not shell suit bottoms. Maybe sometimes you used to get shell suit bottoms, but Adidas was a massive brand. But it was definitely Nike Air Max Classic trainers, which are still the same bloody price today as they were 20 odd years ago. I remember. Did they come out the same time as Reebok Pump? I think they might have been. So yeah, Reebok Pump kind of died its death in the mid 90s as well, didn't it? So did I, you know, and then you go through the usual teenage things like acne. I never had acne. I had a few spots. But I think because I was always out and about in the outdoors, you know, my skin was always, you know, weather beaten. Not to the extent of, you know, like a rosy-faced farmer. The poo bin is rather full. I shall report to you. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, there was a period, there was one of those years that Hernie and I went camping every Friday and Saturday night. Every Friday and Saturday night. And we take our, with being in the Army Cadets, we were interested in Army surplus shops. So I remember we used to go down to Brown's Army surplus shop on the Westgate Hill in Newcastle. I don't think it's there anymore. But it must have been there for 20 years anyway. And we bought what they called 58 pattern sleeping bags. And they were down sleeping bags with a wax bottom. It was all right. It wasn't completely warm. And we had the British Army poncho. Yeah, the poncho. We used to use that as the shelter. Oh yeah, so every Friday and Saturday night, every Friday and Saturday night, we're out. And we never took alcohol, never, you know. I mean, even though we were teenagers, you know, so 14, 15 years old, we never used to sneak alcohol or acquire it. We weren't really interested. We're more interested in being professional at what we did as campers. Stealth camping. It was good time. It were good times, you know. I was really in tune with myself and nature, I think, really. We did a lot of research into things like navigating by the stars and how to purify water, and I think that kept, you know, because I kept my feet on the ground, you know, kind of steered me in a general direction. Anyway, you know, for how I was going to live the rest of my life and the morals that I had, and I mean, together with a very good parentage, I shall boast, kind of made me the person I am today, in a way. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but. What else? Brands. Okay, so, yeah, my family were very poor. Not very, very poor, of course, but, you know, everybody had brands. It was all about brands. You know, that was the time where, well, I mean, it probably was the same for everybody, but if you didn't have Nike, or if you didn't have Adidas, or if you didn't have whatever, oh, God, oh, you're a cheapie. You're a cheapie. And, you know, these days, nobody's really freaking bothered, are they? But back then, oh yeah, you had to have the brands. And, you know, my mother could never understand it. My father could, but my mother could never understand it. So, yeah, I did not have a bad adolescence whatsoever, other than the fact that, I think because I was doing more out and about and outside the house, you know, from the age of 12 or even 11, my younger brother got a lot of attention from my parents, especially my dad. And I think because of that, and because I left home, you know, way before he did, you know, in age-wise, to this day, he gets more attention than me. And at the time, it bothered me. It really bothered me, actually. But I think that's just one of those things. I don't think adolescence played any part in it, really. But you never really remember the bad times, do you? And I'm trying to think of any bad times. I was never... I think the only thing bad thing I can remember was when I was about 12, maybe 11. We went to scout camp. I might have been 11. I knew the PIN code for my dad's bank card. 6869. Still remember it to this day. 6869. And I stole a total of £80 from him. And you know, I almost get emotional at this time of life because I never apologised. That was probably the only bad thing that I did. It was the only bad thing that I did. I never did anything. I never did anything bad except for that. Yes, yeah, so I pinched 80 quid off him, and you know, tens and ten and £10 here, £20 there. You know, I'd get his bank card out because he always used to leave his wallet in the sun visor of the car. Because he never carried a wallet on him. He never carried a wallet on him at all. And so I used to take his bank card out and then sprint as fast as I could down into the centre of town, and then sprint as fast as I could back, and then. You know, put back the card, and he said to me one day, I was in the bath, I was in the bath, and he burst in and he said, "Have you taken some money off me?" Well, it's not what he said; it's the way that he said it. And yeah, I had. I says, "Yes, I have." He says, "Why?" I still remember to this day. I said, because I just wanted some money. And I think, you know, because I never had money, you know, very rarely did we get pocket money, you know. I was gutted. I didn't know. I don't think I apologised. I might have done. I don't think so. But I know that's not teenage years, a little bit younger, but. That was a sad moment. Very stupid thing to do. Very stupid thing to do. Yeah. Yeah, so I suppose leaving teenage years, you know, I was still very good. Except for one time when I was in the Army Cadets, I was quite, you know, I was 17 years old, so... I was the senior guy, and across the road from the TA centre in Hexham is the Fox Public House. It was a great pub back then. They've changed hands and it's refurbed and it's crap now, but I was bought half a pint of beer and I drank it. So that's maybe something I've done wrong, but you know. It was half a pint that they bought for me. And it was the only ever time that I drank beer or inside a pub underage. Never did I drink beer, buy a pint or anything until I was 18. Except for that one time. And yeah, so 17 and a half, I got a job, which meant I moved out of the house. My mother, probably very very sad to see me go, I would imagine. But I went. And the rest is history.
All one word. All one word. Out. All one word. Out. All one word. Out. Out.